I just have to say something on the radio, because, you know, sometimes, well, it's love-hate, frankly, if you work on this show. You know, most people hate me, and I love most of them, but they hate me because sometimes the only way to get the message across is to say it on the radio.
Right.
Yanni, our new guy back there, is great.
Yes.
Like, he got the tape of Stern.
That was great. Great tape.
Really good on the website. What we don't need is like 30 seconds before we're going to go back on the air. The door opens up, and he comes in like he's got something really important, and he says, "Hey, Don." I'm like, "You're in here."
Right.
I say, "Yeah." He said, "Just thought I'd let you know, I got a couple of calls. The Junkies did a show where they took 100 calls in a whole show."
Yes.
He goes, "Just thought you should know."
Listen, he hasn't learned the ins and outs of you and me, I think, yet.
Listen, DB, and I say that lovingly, LDB, lovingly, douchebag. Some shows take calls every day, all day.
Yes.
Right.
And if you want to get terribly territorial about it, as I've already stated, 5 years ago,
we did the all-callers show.
We tried.
Right.
It lasted, what, an hour? Less than an hour, maybe? Maybe an hour.
If the Junkies did a show where they took 100 calls on a show, good. We're going to do one that takes 160 calls, because that was my goal all along.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure why that was brought to our attention.
It's not a terribly original idea.
Well, as you say quite often, there are no original ideas in radio.
No, but what made me think of it was screaming at that guy yesterday. You know, when I really went off on that guy, yelling about how people should know how to call the show.
Right.
Well, it's a good exercise for me. It's a good exercise for Mike. Let's take a phone call a minute.
It's sometimes a painful exercise. It is sometimes a joyful exercise. I hope when we do a show like we're going to do tomorrow that we have more joy than pain.
Yeah.
But I guarantee nothing. You never really, really know.
But
the thing is, even if we do get one that's real painful, we got to cut it off in 60 seconds, no matter what. So don't think we're being wimps if we cut the call off in 60 seconds.
And I'm not ragging on the Junkies. I'm ragging on the idiot in the back room back there who's overreacting to whatever moron listener instant messaged him, you know. Trust me, the Junkies aren't going to run around and go, "Oh, my God, they're stealing our bit." Because we're not stealing their bit.
You know what the good news is? We'll be able to discuss the whole thing over cocktails tonight.
Oh, that's
lots
right.
Of cocktails.
I forgot John's coming tonight, isn't he?
Lots of cocktails.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, you know, everything's fine. I'm sure he understands more than anybody right now.
He's on kind of a losing streak with me right now.
I think he understands. Johnny, come in here.
Oh, no. Let's not. No.
I just wanted him to acknowledge that he understands.
He doesn't.
He doesn't know?
No, he doesn't.
You don't think so?
No, and I don't mean any disrespect to him.
No disrespect.
No, right. I mean, he's not like Joe. He's not a retarded dog.
No, Joe understands.
He's not a three-legged
dog. Joe understands that when you do this, you know, and hopefully John will.
Boy, I wish you weren't there, Buzz.
Why is that? Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Would you like me to leave for a second?
No, it's just because Buzz is friends with Joe and with John. It's like I say this, and Buzz has
a look
on his face.
Buzz is friends with everybody on the show. You want to bitch somebody out? Look at me.
I look over at him, and he's looking at me like, and I know what you're thinking, but you're thinking it, oh, now why?
You know, if you weren't around, you know what they'd all eventually say? None of them can work with me. I've tried.
Why?
I think I'm a nice guy, but I'm not. And they know the truth because they're there all the time.
Why do you got to bring that up on the air? Come on. The guy's working hard.
I'm sure he meant well. That's all I'm saying.
But you know what's important, though, to bring it up? Sometimes it is. You know, are we petty? Yeah, we're petty.
That's how you learn.
But it's just something that, you know, I don't know. It's like we're all on the same team here, and we got to make sure everybody knows that what the prize is. You know what I mean?
I got you.
You know?
I said we're doing our own
show. We got the prize here, and everybody, all for one, one for all. We got to do that. We got to do that.
Well, it wasn't coming from them. It was coming from some retard listener.
Exactly.
And then, you know, LDB. Don! Don!
I laughed when he left. I laughed because it was just kind of funny.
The British are coming! The British are coming. No ass.
You know, it's like we're having Chris Hansen on the show. It's like, I saw him. I might have heard him on another talk show.
Okay.
Cancel the interview.
Boy, look at this. There are a lot of heads there. Right now, Mike, you're right. You're the only one I can make eye contact with. I turn around and look at Rob. Rob just sitting there with his head. Rob, what? You're friends with him, too?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. I mean, you can be friends with him.
Of course.
Wonderful. He's a wonderful guy. Everybody, you know what? You're right, Mike. Bring his ass in here.
Johnny, come on in. Seriously. Because I think he's certainly he's brighter than a lot of people around this radio station.
Joe.
He understands what's going on. Here he comes right now.
Certainly is brighter than
Joe.
Right.
Gee, thanks.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi there.
When did? Can I ask you a question? Because I think you are brighter than when did you realize that you had screwed up? When did you? When it was like halfway out of your mouth or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. You understand? I like you. I think you're a talented guy.
Thank you.
That's why you're on the show. I really do. You know that I've told you that in private.
Yes.
Well, he shares what all of us have. And that is a true disdain for our fellow men.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's what we all share. If there's one common thread through the entire show, we're all haters. Maybe Buzz a little less than most, but Buzz hates too.
I'm
Buzz,
learning.
Buzz
I'm
doesn't
learning.
Like strollers.
Yeah.
But there are some petty things. I mean, that's like, that reminds me back when, speaking of Howard, and thanks for getting that tape of him, when something would be in the news or he would do something that was, you know, you wouldn't have to be a genius, like a takeoff on the $10,000 pyramid. And we'd do something like that like a month later. And, well, not you, whoever the you was back then would come running in and say, we're getting calls. Howard did this same bit. You know?
A million years ago, and this is the gold standard for
not
what he's
case.
Talking about.
Ah.
We're doing, I don't even remember where the remote broadcast was from, but the way it used to work was that we had a guy back at the station.
It was David Edgar, Mike.
Who was responsible for getting us phone calls. And as opposed to saying we're having technical problems or whatever, this is how he articulated it. He said, no one's calling.
And Mike and I are sitting.
Unfortunately, that paints
Ouch.
A very bad picture on the radio.
Ouch.
Mike and I are sitting at a goddamn amusement park.
It was not
a
happy anymore.
Wild world. And
but David Edgar's responsible for our sensitivity to all of this stuff. That's
we're sitting there, we say, you know what? We're done with the rides. We're done with the cotton candy. Let's take some calls. David, open up the line. You know, Don and Mike, no one's calling. Just like that.
You saw two guys sitting there. If physically we could have teleported into his little producer's room at that point, I was ready to kill the guy. Insane.
Now that's different because he embarrassed us on the radio, and now I'm embarrassing you on the radio.
That's fine.
But you know, I mean, that you know.
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I will
just
I will
be... you know.
Well then,
okay.
I guess that says it all.
Yes, and,
I'll back to my hole.
Everybody, get the atomizer jug of Pepsi AC, please.
Oh, and happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
Is it your birthday tomorrow?
There will not be a stripper for you.
My wife thanks you in advance.
Ah, very good. Oh God, we got another birthday.
No. I said to Rob, listen, I'm gonna let it all out.
All right.
And this is nothing against John. John is a great guy.
Yeah.
Rob said to me earlier this week, you know, John's birthday is Thursday. I said, well, that's great. And he said, well, do you want to get him like a stripper? I said, well, we just did that for Joe. And really, John is new to the show.
Very much so.
And no offense to John. We exchange gifts on birthdays and Christmas.
Right.
He's not been with the show that long.
Yeah, by Christmas... Will we have to get him a gift?
Yes. Yes, by Christmas you'll have to.
Depending on how things are going.
But now for his birthday, I don't think so. I sound like a dick.
If you make that ruling.
I sound like a dick because it's the way of it. Now, no, listen. It's not. It's my opinion.
Well,
you know
he's going to get him a gift.
Well, of course. You probably already
have
got
him, right?
Have
you already gotten him a gift?
Yeah, a couple.
Rob?
Yeah, I will. I did before he worked on the show.
Yeah. See, it's just... I didn't get John a gift before he worked on the show.
Right.
And I don't ever remember him getting me a gift on my birthday.
Right.
So how about we just work together for a while,
and then we
can exchange gifts, you know, around the holidays.
I know the one criteria that I'll base it on. Was John with the show at Christmas time?
Just joining us around that time.
But did when we had right before Christmas, before we left, was John with the show?
No, I think maybe he started after we got back.
It was like half and half. He was like, earn while you learn.
All right, we're clear then.
Well, we're of clear. Course we're clear.
Yeah, I think what it is.
I mean, we're clear either way.
Sure. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but I think that it depends.
You know, once again, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, something I said on the air yesterday to the people that call and say, boy, Don, you're so mean to people, and you can dish it out, but anybody gives you any, you can't take it. Look at how I'm exposing myself to you people. Look at this. I've just yelled at this guy for something really that's just inconsequential, but I just wanted to let him know, don't do it again. And now I'm actually discussing, honestly, it's the man's birthday on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, no gift. Joe, I'm very generous with Joe at Christmas.
Yeah.
Have I ever gotten you a birthday gift?
No.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? He's not in the circle of trust yet.
Right.
As evidenced by that gigantic mistake he made by running into the studio and saying, oh, the junkies thing. that huge life-turning mistake that he made.
Once you're in the circle of trust, you're in, baby. We will drive you down to Chinatown.
We will.
And that's okay. The way it works.
So
everybody gets Christmas gifts.
So anyway, my long-winded point is, why call and say I'm a jerk? Why call and say that I'm an ass? I'm admitting it. Look at me. What other type of person would do this? Granted, it's for your entertainment, and I hope you enjoy it.
Right.
But, you know, I in real life got to go back now there and say to this guy, hey, you know, it was only for the show, when really he knows that I really meant it, but I have to say it was only for the show.
Now you're going
to
drive yourself insane with that. You're going to, if you overanalyze it that way,
Mike,
you're going to drive yourself insane. So now when you go back to him and say, hey, it's really not a big deal, now he's going to know what you just said, which was that you really do think it's a big deal, even though you're going to go back after we're off the air and say that to him.
His error in judgment has changed the entire complexion of our relationship. I don't know if I can work with John Normand anymore.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal.
Wow.
I don't know if I can.
Well, then we'll have to get everybody in a room and you'll have to call him.
You know, it'd be a nice way. A nice way for him to make it up to me.
What would that be?
If he was to buy me a gift tomorrow on his birthday.
That's a great ass move. That is a superior ass move.
There you go again.
That's almost like Roman there. Emperor ass
hey,
move.
Hey, we're all in here. Don
Geronimo. Supreme ass.
What would you like for my birthday?
That is just fantastic. You know, somewhere there had to be a Roman emperor that did that. Absolutely. On your birthday, please give the emperor a gift.
You know. Whatever you think I would like.
No, no, the proper line there is surprise me. Oh my God! Wow, that is surprise me on your birthday. Oh God!
I'll give it some thought.
Very good. Thanks,
I agree.
John.
And let's make sure. No more than $150.
Yeah, you don't want to tax yourself.
No more than $150.
It's embarrassing over that.
Right. And please no gift certificates. They're, you know.
And he would appreciate it if you would put up the money for the gaming fee. There you go. Michael Corleone. Turn that cannon around.
Very okay, good. So anyway, that's
my
how
offer
you,
is this, Senator.
That's how you motivate a staff.
Right. Nothing.
You know, I work on the Pete Rose philosophy.
Uh-huh.
That you beat them down, you beat them down, then you get caught gambling and you get thrown out of the game.
That's how it works. It's a very, very simple philosophy.
I once saw him talk on TV about when he was a manager that he would beat the guys down and then build them back up again. My problem is, I'm no good at building them back up.
Well, there's a problem.
100 yards of the finest silk. Thanks, John. Happy birthday. A wonderful swatch of beautiful fabric to make some lovely suits.
A nice area rug.
Mm-hmm.
A rug.
A smoking jacket.
Right.
Slippers.
Something, you know what? Dazzle me. Something high tech.
Oh.
Something wireless.
Nothing really better to plan when you're celebrating a birthday than what to get for your boss.
Something nice. And technically, I'm really not even his boss. I'm not, you know, it's
right.
A figurehead position.
Yes.
I mean, the other jerks upstairs are his boss.
Jerks upstairs should have told you.
Let me see. My goodness. You know, maybe something Bluetooth.
There you go.
That would be nice.
You love technology. And, oh, my God, just don't get it wrong.
Please.
We don't want to have that, you know, that because that would really ruin a birthday.
No
Hold on. Hold on. I'm serious now. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hi there.
Oh, my God. John is starting to sound like Joe.
I did that on purpose. Sorry.
Have you seen those robotic vacuum cleaners?
Ah, the Roomba.
The Roomba.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't want to tell you, but let me just say, yes.
Right. And if it's a couple of, you know, pennies over that 150 mark you were talking about.
You know what? It's an investment in your short-term future. All right, John, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
I mean, but not really.
Of course.
Because it's the way I am.
That is the best.
Oh, God.
And something we all want to remember on birthdays.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And he'll learn. He'll know. He's doing great. I got a quick update for you. We got a break so we can talk to the Dateline guy, right?
Break soon, yes.
Okay. Don't know what it means, but I have received now 4 hang-up calls from Beth Ann McBride.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So she calls, gets your machine, and hangs up, or you pick up and she hangs up on you?
Yeah, well, no. Oh, no. I don't pick it up.
Ah.
Of course not.
She just doesn't leave a message.
Again, here I am. Here I am spotlighting the best of me.
This is Don Geronimo, people person.
Another way to put this is she's called 4 times and you haven't picked up.
That's right. Or you could look at it as right. Say, if it was important,
right.
She would have left a message.
That's true.
I seen this on CSI. This might mean she's in danger.
Right. Can't talk.
We can't call her on the air, can we?
During her show?
Yeah.
No, you know, I really did feel bad when we caught her off guard before.
What if we're really, really nice to her?
The problem is that she might just put us on the air anyway.
Yeah.
You know, remember when we tried to call her before and the next thing you know, we're on the air.
Yeah,
and
it went horribly wrong because she had that ass hat for like a sidekick on that show.
It was so bad. Well, you know, it'll get back to her. Mm-hmm. It'll get back to her. You know, I see the number and I think, I don't know.
I don't think we can call her today. She's at the used book auction.
Well, I hope at least, you know, Rob or somebody gets back to her before the BS.
What's BS?
Baby shower.
Oh.
You know, because that's why I think she's calling you.
Where is she registered?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, because the theory is when
she's active again and now she's
called
pregnant.
A month ago, right.
You know how she is when she's active. When she's active, she was active one time. Had a kid.
She got pregnant.
Yeah. That's right.
It's all it took one time.
Mm-hmm. One time, one kid.
All you got to do is get the ball through the clown's mouth,
mm-hmm.
and you can win anything on the top shelf. Look at that. It's a baby.
Baby McBride strikes again.
It's a baby.
Baby.
Don and Mike to break.